Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shaney. I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department. May I please have your name?
Yes, my name is Nigel George.
Let me make sure that I do have the correct account. Could you confirm your address for me, please?
Yes, 7380 Southeastern Avenue, 124323, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89123.
All right, thank you for that. Give me just a moment to look over the account. Okay, and thank you so much for holding.
Yes.
It looks like a sweepstakes offer was completed for a Dyson vacuum cleaner on the 23rd of this month. So where, when you pay the shipping and handling?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling about. That's news to me. I don't know anything about a sweepstake or a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And this, someone made a bunch of charges on the 23rd around 3 a.m., and this is just one of them, so I'm going down the list and calling everyone. The person I spoke to before had all of my information, my address, and everything, but I didn't make any of these purchases. So I'm really confused, and I just got something from customer service regarding a cancellation. Where are you guys located, Miss?
Well, we're an online service. You've contacted me here at a third-party call center in which we do handle the accounts. It's for the discount membership club. It did bill your card $69.92 for our service. It stems from doing the sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum in which you would pay just the shipping and handling. But there are additional terms and conditions which enrolls you into our discount club. So with that charge that was billed on the 23rd, we sent a $100 gift card voucher that we sent electronically to your email. So that way you're able to shop at our discount store and purchase similar items. Do you remember receiving that email on the 23rd?
No, I didn't receive. I mean, probably a ton of emails went into my spam. But nonetheless, I didn't make this purchase, and I am not interested in a sweepstake or a Dyson vacuum cleaner. I don't know anything about this, and I need that $69 sent back. This is a total of like $1,000 if I go down the list. I have to call all these numbers because my card company gave me all of the phone numbers, which you guys are just one of them. So my card is canceled, so I don't know how you would send that money back to me at this point.
Okay. Have you gone forward disputing the charge with your bank, being that you've canceled your card?
Yes. They're investigating this as well. So I have to prove to them. You know what I mean? This is just crazy. It's a lot of charges and a lot of money. So I have no idea who got all of my cards. So it's a sweepstake. And what's the money charge? What are you charging for?
The $69.92 each month with that the membership fees is paid. It sends a $100 gift card to your email, so that way you're able to shop at our online store.
No, not at all. Is it possible that like a company that I've made a purchase through sold you guys my information or something?
And that I'm not sure of. Being that you've already disputed the charge, I can't go forward with it on our end and for us to do an investigation to get the account refunded.
I need it refunded immediately. I don't know what this is about. I don't know anything about a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And I don't know who. Do you have the name of the person that made these charges?
It's under Nigel George.
That's insane. I'm Nigel George. I don't know anything about this. I didn't make any of these charges, and I don't know how. I mean, I have my card here. I don't know how anyone would have gotten my card information.
Okay, but in order to further
phone was hacked or something.
In order to further assist you with going through our fraud process to get you refunded, we'll need to speak with your card issuer on the line being that you've canceled your card. If you're willing to stop that dispute with this charge, we can go ahead and handle it on our end so we can get that card refunded.
So you can get, okay. No, they're not going to do that on the other end. And look, could someone just send me my money? I don't know what this is. Okay?
And that's what we're trying to do. If you've canceled your card, Mr. George, so we need to speak with the cardholder.
Right,
on
yeah,
the
they're,
line,
they're
so
sending, I'm the damn cardholder, and they're sending another card to me in the mail. So I don't like this stuff. Just, you guys, I need to speak to someone that's going to send me my damn money right now. Okay, so almost $1,000 of charges from like 7 companies, and I have to go down this list and call every last one, but you guys need to send my money to me. Okay, I'm not calling anybody to have anyone on the damn line. I need my money sent to me immediately.
Okay, well, we don't have a way to do so. I need to find out if it's still under dispute, because if it's under dispute, that means your cardholder is going to issue you the refund for the charge.
Okay, and you guys get off scot-free.
No, what happens is when you dispute the charges, due to all of your information matching, it's not looking as if anything is fraudulent on our end. That's why we have to do an investigation. So it takes a process so we can find out what's going on. But if your cardholder is already doing that investigation, we need to speak with them so we can get the charge refunded. Because what's going to happen after this, they are going to investigate, showing that everything is matching. And even though you're saying it's not yourself, that's the only thing that they'll go by. So what's going to happen is your account's going to go into chargeback, which would not be in your favor. So we're trying to prevent that from happening. So we'll need to speak with them on the line so we can handle the account together.
So tell me the name of companies that sell their information. Their customers' information to you.
And I don't have an answer for that question. I'm sorry.
Is there any way you can find out?
We service over 400 different companies, but I wouldn't know which company you would be with unless I have an account. Now, this particular one is for the discount club. And the way that you get enrolled into that is the way that a sweepstakes for a Dyson vacuum was entered. I don't know what that site for the Dyson vacuum, but with the additional terms and conditions, it gives the discount club offer.
No. I'm happy with my vacuum cleaner. I don't want a damn Dyson vacuum cleaner. This is some scam stuff, man. I need my money returned to me from each one of these companies. Okay, so I just need this worked out. Can I have your name, please?
Sure. It's Shaney. It's spelled Shaney.
And you're the manager there?
I'm
the
supervisor here. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you must get these calls all day. This sounds really shady. You enter a sweepstake for a vacuum cleaner, and then you don't even get the vacuum cleaner and money's being deducted from your account? I don't even understand that.
What it is when you do the sweepstakes, you do have the option to opt into additional offers at the time. If you select those offers at that time, it charges you the amount for whatever the membership is for. But you do have the option to opt out of that. But it doesn't look like in this particular case that happened, so that's why you were billed at $69.92.
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense if it was something that I actually was interested in or looked at. It doesn't even ring a bell. Dyson vacuum cleaner? I don't want no damn Dyson vacuum cleaner. You know what I mean? I just need my money back. I don't know who did this, and it's like a bunch of companies. So what do you say? Have my bank, my card company, call you guys?
Yes.
Okay, is there any way that they can call you direct since I'm already speaking to you?
I don't have a direct extension, I'm sorry, but I do have your account notated that once your financial institution gives us a call back, we can go ahead and proceed with handling the account for you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer service.